Audio 3. The Missing Castle. I have brought you here because I want to tell you how those people who worked the land and took care of the cattle lived through a crucial moment in my history and in theirs, which would radically change their way of life, going from their rural condition to the urban one. It was the beginning of my village, the village of Ordunia. This happened in 1229, when the Lord of Biscay, Lope Diaz de Haro, gave my settlers a town charter so that they could develop their crafts and trade within a new walled space. I am going to guide you through that urban environment of medieval origin and development, where I have seen so many and such important events take place. We begin here, in front of the so-called castle terraces, where you can still see part of the southwest wall that defended the castle fortress of St. Martin, which documents testify to as early as the 13th century. This castle, which was originally intended to defend the people who inhabited the town, was for centuries an instrument for harassing them at the hands of the Ayala line. Thus, in different lawsuits that took place between the village of Ordunia and Ayala, my people testified of looting, theft, burning of crops, and all kinds of abuses. So much suffering was caused that finally, at the beginning of the 16th century, my own people destroyed the castle to avoid being attacked from there by these very powerful feudal lords. This was in 1523. What do you think? I know, you wish you could see the castle now, but I assure you they made the right decision. We never again suffered the pressure of the Ayala.